Hey, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. This is Christopher. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So, Alex, I was taking a look at your website, and it's currently like built on WordPress, okay, which I guess it's not the updated, most updated version on WordPress. So the reason why I asked you to, or like, would you like to stick on the same platform is because obviously WordPress is the technology which is being used by most of the business owners these days because it's user-friendly itself. So would you be wanting to like stay on the same platform, because that would be much more easier for you to like maintain it, and because it does come with a user-friendly CMS panel to have
it
on your website.
I'd be fine with that. I've kind of left a lot of things up to my parent company in Japan to manage it for us, but they haven't really done a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if WordPress is the easiest thing to do, then I think we would just go with the most updated version of that.
That's great. We can like surely upgrade your website to the most updated version of WordPress and have it much more optimized as well, because I do see there like there's no SSL on your website, which is giving a not secure warning over there. So it gives a non-secure connection on your website as well. So we can surely like fix these things on your website. And like you said, that you will be needing a 10-page site. So are you looking for a complete revamp of it in terms of designs and pages as well? Or you would use the same categories?
We would do the same categories, but we would redo. Basically, the idea is that my parent company is in Japan, and they've just redone their website on their own. They want to have something that's more cohesive, so something that would reflect their company image in America instead of having us have our own, you know, aesthetic. So, right. So it would be a complete revamp, but we would still have, you know, the sections for, you know, technologies, you know, types of equipment and that kind of thing. So it may be 10 to 15 pages.
Got it. Okay. So are these your brand colors, like purple and like something violet and like white? Are these your brand colors?
So you can actually take a look at my company website, or my parent company website. It would be the same, www.sedeco.co.jp.
Can you type that over the chat box, please, for me?
Sure. No problem.
Give me a moment here. Let me just have a look at it right away. Okay. So, and how soon are you looking forward to have this thing started up for you? Because, and are you working on a deadline?
Not on a deadline at the moment. Right now I'm just trying to get prices, but hopefully I'd like to be able to get things up and running by the end of October.
End of October. Okay, so that is basically your deadline, basically, to have everything like completed. Okay, that's a fair deadline. Okay, if I do see the website is basically in Japanese, the main language.
Right.
Okay, and it's like having a Google Translate option in there. So, okay, your business colors are...
The aesthetic is what we're mostly going for on this. So we would like to – I can probably get the graphic design and all that kind of stuff handed over.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need anything that's quite as elaborate as this, because I've been translating this website, you know, for them to do it in English, and there's a whole lot on here that I'm just not a big fan of and won't work in American markets.
I see. I totally understand your point, because obviously we can, like, have something more, like, professional and attractive done for you, which can be aesthetically pleasing as well. And I see the fonts used on the website are not more professional, because these are, like, pretty basic fonts, which are not professionally used on our website. So these, like, small changes would really enhance your website into looking into a better manner. So if you do have, like, any kind of, like, budget in mind, would you, like, work with?
I have no idea what the budget would be. I think the last time we did it with a company called Futurism.
Mm-hmm.
They handled it for us, and I think they ended up being somewhere around the $4,000 mark.
And how long was that before? When did you, like, complete this website?
About 2016,
obviously. And what kind of, like, ballpark are you, like, willing to invest right now? Because obviously I know that these are the prices, these are, like, not the same prices which are being offered right now because of inflation and everything. So is there something you are comfortable to work with? Because what happens is, like, we are running some, like, month-end offers as well over here, so you can, like, save a lot bunch of money in there for yourself. And obviously, like, save enough to, like, have something started for you. So,
For me,
yeah.
I don't necessarily have a budget in mind. It's going to cost what it's going to cost.
But, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of just the way I'm looking at it at the moment. I've put out a few feelers for a few other companies just to kind of get me a base price, and they're supposed to get back to me by Friday.
Great. And what's the best wire code they have, like, provided you by now?
None, they haven't provided me with a quote yet. They basically want to do an evaluation of the website. I've gone from, you know, small people who say they can do the whole thing for like $1,500 or $500, but I'm not really looking for that. I need something that can offer a bit more support.
Yeah, exactly, because obviously it doesn't like just mean to like provide you with the website. It always comes with technical support and the maintenance of the website, because every now and then the website requires updates and different kind. Like, I see your current website is not upgraded to the latest version of WordPress, so these are the kind of like minor updates which the website requires on a daily basis or even like weekly basis. So we'll have that included in your package too. So let me just showcase you a real package over here, okay, so that you can see whether how we work and how everything is done, so that you can have an idea. So if you can like hop on the chat box for me and let me show you a package over here, okay?
Yep, I'm there.
Okay, just give me a moment over here, okay?
Now, out of curiosity, with what you guys offer, do you also do any kind of like visitor traffic monitoring and that kind of stuff? Or
like search engine optimization and marketing?
Well, so basically the idea is that I'd like to know who's taking a look at our website in general. So obviously you can't really tell just from an IP address, you know, what company somebody's from. But I'm always kind of curious if there's some way to be able to optimize that.
We can't totally do that because there is a paid version of Google Analytics over there and HubSpot too. Google Analytics and HubSpot. And HubSpot too. So what happens with that is like it enables your traffic to be monitored in a more professional manner and offers you to like know where the visitor traffic is coming from so that you can retarget the market accordingly and like optimize your marketing plan with it too.
Sure.
So that is something which we can do as well. Okay, let me just share you a package over here. Do you see it on the chat box?
Yep. All right, informative, central dynamic, website, mobile, sponsor, online.
Currently, let me just inspect your website real quick and see if it's mobile optimized too. Because
it was in 2016, but it may not be now.
Let me just give it a look. Now it's totally disrupted over mobile. It's not coming up properly. So it needs to be like mobile sponsored because obviously 70 to 80% visitors are mostly on websites these days are from mobile devices. So they really need to have a mobile-optimized website where they can view the website in a perfect layout, and their responsiveness should be top-notch. So here, this package which we do offer over here, Alex, is standing at a price range of like the package which I just shared with you. This package comes at a price range of like $6,000, okay? But obviously, since I know that you are like revamping it completely, what I would like to offer you as a month-end offer right here is like I will work with your budget in this $4,000. I will like straight give you a $2,000 out because we're running a month-end promotion, and we're like willing to work within your comfortable budget.
Understood. So in that case then, so with that, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make a decision because I'm not the one who's writing the check. I've got to submit it to our company board.
Mm.
So if I tell them, I understand you're saying it's the end of month. I probably won't have anything approved until Friday at the very latest or the very earliest.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to say $6,000 is the cost for moving forward?
Yeah, $6,000 would be the cost of moving forward. What I will do is like if you give me a concrete answer by Friday, I can still hold the offer for you over here so that we can start off with a good note and like provide something with you with like complete autonomy and like hand you over the autonomy over the website as well, that you can make changes over the website all by yourself as well. And we'll be having a backup team for you as well who will be making continuous updates and like technical support and maintenance over your website.
Okay. In that case then, what would be the best way to contact you outside of this so that I can kind of keep all that involved here?
Let me just share my direct contact number to you over here. so that you can I'll drop you a text message from here as well. Let me just share my contact number over here. Okay.
Well, this is my landline, so I won't be able to get a text from here.
Oh, so can you share your mobile number, please?
Sure. All right, there's that.
Okay, this is my number as well. Let me just drop you a text message right away so that you can tell me whether you have proceeded or not. Okay, just give me
sure
a moment.
Thing.
Okay, so it's 614. And then it's 448 and 792-6. Okay, let me drop you a message. Hey, Alex. I'm here. Just let me know once you receive it.
Gotcha.
You received the message?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So if you can type down your email as well, I'll drop you an email with the
sure
details, with my code as well, so that you can get back to me. I'll hold off the offer to you by Friday so that you can eventually save. $2,000 is a big amount, obviously. So what you can
sure
do is you can go ahead and save that for yourself and for your company too, and you can start off from there.
Fantastic. I appreciate the help.
All right, that's great. So when can we connect back on Friday? Same time?
Give me, let's say, Friday in the I'm going to be at a customer site in the morning. Yeah, let's shoot for 2 p.m. Eastern time.
2 p.m. Eastern time. So that is, it's 1:20 right now over there, right? So somewhere it's 40 minutes later. Okay. So I'll contact you on your mobile number, direct line. On Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and then we'll start off from there, okay? In the meanwhile, let me tell you a brief process so that you have a clear idea how we go further. What we'll do once we take you on board, okay, we'll be sharing two brief forms with you. There will be one website brief form, and one will be the business form, okay? In the website brief form, you'll be, listing down your expectations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that as soon as we receive the form, we'll start working on the design concepts of your website. So throughout the project, you'll be having a dedicated team of one project manager, three designers, and two developers who will be working dedicatedly on your project and ensuring that you receive quality work and on timely manner too. So that project manager will be making sure that you're receiving everything on time, and if there are any kind of feedbacks or revisions required from your side, we'll be on our toes to assist you with that.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Great. So let me just drop you an email in the next 30 minutes. Just acknowledge that email if you receive it so that I can know that you have received the email as well, okay?
Fantastic.
All right. That will be great. And your last name, Alex, please?
Sure. It's Moorehead. It's Moorehead.
Okay. All right. So just type it there in my database so that we can connect easily, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've just typed that into my database so we can connect back easily on Friday, too.
No problem.
All right. So it was great talking to you, Alex. If you have any further questions, you can type that on my email so that we can correspond from there.
Sure thing.
All right. That will be great. So talk to you on Friday, Alex.
Very good.
All
you
right.
Will.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.